WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
This is PC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Fly, my pretties, fly.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers! And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Saw you standing there, you know, was a little hard not to stare. So nervous when I drove you home, I know, being apart's a little hard to bear. Sent some flowers to your working arms, that I have you in my arms again. We kissed that night before I left, still now, was something I can never forget.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you have Twitch Prime linked up on your Twitch account and you'd like to use it here, well, there's a little purple button up at the top. You know, you just check and see if you've got one available, and if you want to use it here, that'd be awesome. But if you don't want to use it here, that's fine too, but please use it here. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
I refuse to do the show until they revert Turbo Building.
They already reverted Turbo Building.
Oh, at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward. On the Twitter is at WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLive is the place to be tonight to join us to talk about wrestling on all the stuff, because we can talk things, because they reverted the Turbo Building back because the internet was like, oh my god.
Well, I mean, it was kind of a stupid fix.
It was. It really was. That's Fortnite stuff. That's not wrestling stuff. You're here for the wrestling stuff. So, how you do... No,
thank God that wasn't legit. If you don't know what we're talking about, be very happy you don't know what we're talking about.
Anyway, hi, things, stuff, hi, I'm in a mood. Can you tell?
I feel like with that whole situation, we're not going to name names or anything like that, but I feel like certain things are being leaked to certain people to make certain people look like an idiot. Like, that's what I'm convinced is going on. Like, it's not to undermine certain other companies or anything like that, that it's just purely to make somebody look like an idiot.
And maybe that is true. Who knows? It's a thing. It's a thing. It's the internet. But hey, if rumors are true, a fiend is going to be a champion one day soon.
You know, if he would like to do that, that would be fine. I would be okay with that. Our fantasy our fantasy team, you know, could stand that. Because, you know, God knows he has not been coming through in fantasy for the last 9 months before SummerSlam, 10 months before SummerSlam. So, you know, if he'd like to get it together and win himself a title or two, that'd be fine.
That would be fine. But we're not here to talk about The Fiend, because The Fiend was nowhere near our TV this week. Sorry, there was no post-show. She was out of town. But there will be the one this Monday, but not the following Monday. But there will be that one this Monday.
Sorry, I have to travel for work.
It's a thing. So there was no Fiend, but there is news presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211.
And, well, we don't have any major stories that broke this week. Thank God. We were almost at one.
The first one kind of is a major story, in a way. It is.
You just want to start with the Blame Brents?
Yeah, let's open up with the Blame Brents.
Okay.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
So this was the big story. This came out over last weekend. And essentially what happened is Jon Moxley is off of All Out, which is this Saturday. He has an MRSA infection on his elbow and has had surgery removed to remove the sac that is infected. That sounds very graphic. And is essentially going to be out for about a month to 6 weeks while that heals and rehabs. So,
hold on.
Hashtag blame Brent.
This is extremely unfortunate for AEW. I know they were counting on him for the show. He put out a series of tweets saying how absolutely gutted he was. He was not going to be on the show. He was not going to be able to be there. And he was not going to be able to wrestle Kenny Omega. He got the injury while he was over in Japan. And he, I believe, got a cut on his elbow or something like that, and it got infected, and it didn't get taken care of, and it led to what he has now.
Yeah, it led to the MRSA, and that's dangerous, and that's why he had it removed really quickly, which is what you need to do with that type of situation. Now, he's not in the semi-main event of the show, one of the most promoted matches for the company, one of the most talked-about matches for people in the industry. We're looking forward to this Saturday on pay-per-view for All Out. You can go buy it on pay-per-view or something. I think it's on Bleacher Report for like $50, something like that.
Consult their website.
Go to their Twitters and they'll have all the information. There's all the StarCast stuff. And he's not doing StarCast as well because he is not allowed to travel at this point.
Yeah, he is permanently home for the next, I believe, at least couple weeks. But this led to a rather interesting substitution. Is Chip Kelly?
That is Chip Kelly. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. Interruption. I'm watching the UCLA Cincinnati game if you want to watch along at home.
It's on ESPN.
It's on ESPN if you want to watch. Cincinnati's winning. Anyway, this led to an interesting substitution for the pay-per-view as AEW was forced to announce a surprise person that was intended to show up on the show that's now facing Kenny Omega, and that is one Pac.
AKA Neville.
Who we have not seen in AEW.
So, here's the thing. He was originally scheduled to be at Double or Nothing to take on Hangman Page. But because of the contract situation, because of visas, because of not wanting to lose while being a champion, they removed him from the show. They did a match with him and Hangman overseas to get him out of the match at the Double or Nothing. And there's been a lot of talk whether he would be coming into the company or not. He may or may not have been a surprise for this weekend. If you go through the tea leaves, as it were, at one point, this was one of your planned ideas to be the world title match. Originally was Omega and Pac. At some point, the tea leaves were pointing to that. But it's Jericho and Hangman on Saturday instead of Pac and Omega. But Pac and Omega is now your semi-main event.
Which, I think that's a suitable substitution for Jon Moxley. I mean, Omega and Pac will be equally as good. I don't think it will be as groundbreaking, because I don't know if Kenny Omega and Jon Moxley have ever faced each other.
I don't think they've ever faced each other. I don't know if Pac and Omega have ever faced each other, so...
I think they may have.
If they have, it's on a rare occasion. But that's where we stand right now. When it comes to... Okay, I'm going to put it like this. If you want to be legitimately taken as a serious threat in the industry, sign your talent to only work for you. I understand they don't have TV yet. I understand all the situations that wrestlers got to work. But your major players haven't worked anywhere. Moxley is. And I know this is Moxley, and Moxley wanted to go do his own thing, and that's fine. But this leads to situations where you're promoting a match, promoting a match, promoting a match, and it happened outside of your control. When it happens in WWE, and they have to pull a match due to injury, it happened in their company. You don't hear about it happening at Progress. WWE superstar John Cena injured at Progress Wrestling. You don't hear that.
Well, you could now, but...
You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, but here's the thing. I feel like ultimately this isn't on AEW. This is on Moxley himself. This is the fact that he got hurt and he ultimately did not take care of himself, or something else happened that prevented him from taking care of himself. He got an infection, and now he's had to have surgery to repair the elbow, because I think it's the elbow that he had to have surgery on previously.
No, it's the op. I think this was his right, not his left.
Okay, so this was the other elbow?
Yeah.
Okay, so sorry, scratch that. But still, he got injured, and it was not treated. Or it was not treated properly, and it developed an infection, and Moxley continued to insist on wrestling with it for weeks. Not days, not... you know, hours, weeks before he ever got it taken care of.
Yeah.
And it was only when it became a real issue that he had to get it seen to. And this is the end result, is that he's now forced to have surgery and sit out the pay-per-view. He's questionable for TV in terms of wrestling. He might be able to make an appearance, but he's probably not wrestling on TV. We'll have to see, though. But, I mean, it's an unfortunate situation for everybody, because I know they were really relying on Moxley. I know Moxley really wanted to do it. Like, this isn't anything. This is an unfortunate series of events that have occurred for them. And with any luck, he'll come back and he'll be fighting fit and stronger than ever.
But it's something you don't want to see happen often. It's like, okay, it happens on this event. This event and this event only. After this, going forward, you got to make sure your talent only work for you.
And I think that's going to happen once TV starts. But I still say it's not fair to your talent that aren't on guaranteed deals to ask them to be exclusive to you when they're not going to get paid to be exclusive to you. It's one thing if they were willing to shell out the basically what I like to term FU money to talent to ensure that they don't go anywhere else. They don't go to Japan. They don't go to the Indies. They don't go here, there, everywhere. And they pay them enough that they can live without having to work. That's what WWE essentially does for their talent. So they pay them a large enough guarantee that they can say, okay, well, we're going to pay you this amount, but that means that you work for us exclusively unless we give you permission to go work something like Evolve or Progress or some of the other indie promotions that they have deals with for talent to kind of move around in. And so AEW hasn't done that. Now, will they do that once TV starts? We'll have to see. Because, I mean, Cody, the Bucks, Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho, John Moxley, like those guys, those top end guys are on guaranteed deals where they can do that. You know, Moxley just was wrestling Japan because he wanted to get back out there and do it. You know, your middle to lower end talent, they don't have that cushion. So they have to go out there and they have to earn a living wrestling while they're off TV. Now, when TV kicks on, that's a completely different scenario.
I hope they don't get hurt. That's it.
Yeah, I hope they don't get hurt. But I mean, it's like, I just feel like, you know, to say, well, to put them under exclusive deals when they're not going to pay them is a little harsh.
But if they supposedly have this big bankroll, they should lock them all down.
I would agree with that. But I think they've locked down who they want to lock down. The only one they couldn't was Moxley, and that's because he gave them his terms. Mm-hmm. Of what he was willing to do to work for them. And it was, I would bet it was kind of a take it or leave it scenario. And so they took it.
But speaking of locking people down, they locked down someone today.
Yes, they did. They locked down Dustin Rhodes, who will continue on as a jack of all trades, I would have to say. He's going to be a wrestler. He's going to be a producer. He's going to be a promo coach.
So, Dustin, still wrestling at the highest level in 2019, will continue his epic in-ring career and he'll also join the AEW coaching staff as a promo coach and match producer, utilizing his expertise and vast experience to mentor young wrestlers.
So good for him!
So he signed a multi-year wrestling deal with AEW. Still wrestling at a high level and Yeah. Okay.
BYU and Utah are going tonight. Okay. Sorry.
Football.
Football!
Football's back.
There's going to be interjections of football throughout the night because, again, if you're just joining us, we're talking wrestling and we're watching football. So right now we're watching UCLA versus Cincinnati on the ESPN. Coming up will be Utah versus BYU. The just weird trend of this week of Utah-related items continues for me.
Because it's a thing.
It's a thing. It's happening. Anyway, moving on. Speaking of people, you know, staying on or returning, Kim Shamrock announced that he will be returning to Impact Wrestling, and Impact followed it up with a nice fancy graphic where they're going to be, I believe, in Vegas, and so he's going to be returning.
He's going to be confronting, I believe, the Moose.
The Moose?
Yeah, Moose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Moose. Okay. So, yeah, there's that.
For a second, I thought it was an actual moose, and I was
I mean, it's Impact. They're from Canada.
It could
happen.
It's wrestling. I mean, anything's possible in wrestling. Moving on from that, quick congratulations to not only Peyton Royce and Sean Spears on getting married, but also Finn Balor and his lovely wife, as they soft announced that they were married. Finn posted wedding pictures today, so they've been married probably in the last week to 2 weeks. So congratulations to both couples.
Congrats to the devil. Saying, Ken Shamrock versus a moose? Sign me up. Yep, sign me up. I want to see him put an ankle lock on a moose. Do it.
I don't know. Moose are mean.
But it would be great to see him try.
I think that thing would stomp him into the earth. I'm not even going to lie. Especially if it's a female moose protecting your calf. Dude, he dead.
One of them Ken Shamrock belly to bellies? Come on now. I want to see it. I want to see
it. I don't know.
I want to see him. I want to put him up. Let's have a fight.
Let's have a fight. Ken Shamrock versus the Moose. Ding! Anyway, veering back to Impact, because that gives us a perfect little segue there. Impact has announced that they're going to start covering the traveling costs for their talent. So that's really cool.
That is a good sign of appreciation for their talent. That's what they want to do. They're trying to thank their talent for staying with the company, and one thing they're going to do is cover the travel costs for their talent for when they bring them in for television, sort of to balance things out, which is cool.
Yeah. It also shows financial stability for the company, which is what you want.
Which is what you want, what you need at this point in time.
And, well, the Total Divas cast has been announced.
Yes, starting on Wednesday, October 2nd at 10 p.m. Eastern, the Rack Extra returns with Total Divas, featuring the likes of Ronda Rousey. She'll join the cast along with Natalya, Naomi, and Nia Jax for the all-new season of Total Divas, which also includes the returning cast member of Carmella and newcomer Sonya Deville. The Bella Twins will make guest appearances in the series. So we'll be seeing Ronda at her farm, or her ranch. Natty will be mourning her father's death and heading into the Royal Rumble. Sonya is going to be happy to be living out and proud and is ready for a serious relationship and respect in the ring, but, well, something comes in the way and shakes up her entire world, and Carmella deals with her breakup and new relationship.
Oh my. And also, quick note, F's in chat for Brie Bella's dog. Total Divas, Total Bella's regular, Josie. Sadly, she passed away today or yesterday in the last 24 hours. And
that's sad. That's very sad.
Josie was so cute. Mm-hmm. So F's in chat for Josie. Everybody pay respects. Mm-hmm. But I think, is that it? Or we have one more story?
That's it for the news presented by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211.
All right, let's jump into SmackDown.
Welcome everyone to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
The best in the world!
So Randy Orton made it known that he got a letter from Kofi's kid not to hurt his father any longer. Then Randy threatened to go to the hotel to attack Kofi's kid or talk to Kofi's kid, and that pissed Kofi off. They brawled backstage. That ended with a DDT dropping Mr. Kofi Kingston, and later in the night, it was Big E versus Randy, and Randy got the better of Big E thanks to the help from The Revival.
So, okay, that happened, but the best part of this, the most epic part of this, because Xavier Woods and the New Day are nothing if not expert trolls at this point. So they had special gear on this week, and if you follow Xavier's Twitter, you know what I'm talking about, where they had a very unique design on their gear, and if you know what it is, you screamed. I screamed when I saw it. It's essentially the old carpet of the Marriott from downtown Atlanta, and it is called the Cult of the Carpet from Dragon Con, which, by the way, if you are in and around the Atlanta area, it is this weekend. If you'd like to go, I think you can still get tickets. At the very least, you can go people watch outside the hotels. It should be a lot of fun. It's going to be hot as hell, though. So I literally, they did. They had the carpet, like the carpet design, which is copyrighted. I'm not sure how they got it on there unless Marriott finally dropped the copyright on it. Had it on the gear, the actual gear, like to the point that Dragon Con itself actually tweeted about it because they were freaking out. These trolls got it on TV. Like everybody that knew what this was lost their damn minds, because it's like, oh my god, they got a Dragon Con reference on WWE TV. I can't with this. Xavier, what are you doing?
He's living his best life.
He is so living his best life right now. By the way, if you're at Dragon Con, he is there. You gotta find him, but he's there. Just follow his Instagram and you'll see where he is. Just look for him. He's a very, very tall, muscular man. Probably dressed as
something.
Something. Because he does cosplay.
He does cosplay, so he won't be recognized by anyone. But hey, try to find him. That's the challenge. That is indeed the challenge.
Devil's fan there was.
So other things that happened on the show, Buddy Murphy and Ali had a really good match, which saw Ali move on in the King of the Ring tournament. Chad Gable also beat Shelton Benjamin to move on in the King of the Ring tournament.
Two really good series of matches.
Mm-hmm. Miz continued to learn about the relationship between Sami Zayn and Nakamura. And again, it didn't do well for Miz as he got hit with a Kinshasa. Zayn just screamed, "Kinshasa! Kinshasa!" over and over and over again. Speaking of things not going well for people, Elias, well, felt the wrath of Kevin Owens this week.
While he was sitting on his throne.
I mean, it happens.
It happens.
But from that, led to a new champion. One Drake Maverick.
I hope to God he found his wife. Like, he had her stand on standby for this. Because, like, I don't think any of us have rooted harder for someone to get laid more than we have Drake Maverick. It's like, for the love of God, will somebody just give him that title so he can go bang his poor wife? Like, please, somebody help a woman out and just, you know, give him that title for long enough to go bang his wife. Because, I mean, again, it's like she's just sitting there because he won't consummate the marriage. And I mean, granted, she's being very patient, I think. But still, it's like, dude.
You want to know how patient it is? Let's find out. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna go. Come on, faster.
As they're running in the parking lot, she has to take off her heels to keep up with him. He's just running, trying to catch her so he can bang his wife. So far, he has not tweeted whether they have banged or not. So maybe they have. Maybe they haven't.
They'll probably talk about it on Monday.
So there you go. Also, on this program, we found Lacey Evans. Bailey beat her in a match. Good little match. But yeah. They found Lacey. And whatever Charlotte was wearing, I don't know.
I'm not sure what's going on with Charlotte's makeup, but I'm not sure it's okay.
So then, the question was asked, will he apologize or won't he apologize? One Roman Reigns. So Roman Reigns comes out before making his apology, said, well, he had some video footage. And well, the video actually showed Eric Rowan pushing the crates. Daniel Bryan was so mad, he just started slapping Eric Rowan, demanding, get out of here. I hate liars. Bryan was like, I had no idea he did this. I had no idea he was involved. Someone told him to do it. It wasn't me, but someone told him to do it. So after that, Roman was like, okay, whatever, and then speared in your mind.
I really liked how they did this, except for the slapping of Rowan part. I feel like Luke Harper needs to come teach Daniel Bryan how to slap Eric Rowan properly, because Daniel Bryan is almost too short to slap Eric Rowan in the face.
Well, yeah, it's Daniel Bryan. I mean, he's not...
He had to get a running start.
Well, yeah.
So, Luke Harper, on the other hand, he knows how to backhand him like nobody's business.
He's had years of practice.
He's had years of practice with it, and that's what I'm saying. He could just come teach Brian. But anyway, I liked how they did this, because you had him smacking Rowan around, and Rowan goes off and sulks. And Ryan grabs a mic, and he storms out to the ring, because they're backstage, and they're right by the curtain. And, I mean, he does. He grabs his mic, and he's yelling and he's screaming and he's like, no, I hate liars, I hate liars. He's storming out, bursts through the curtain, and he confronts Roman. He's like, I had no idea, da 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 da, you know, on and on and on, acting like he was no part of it, even though he had every part of it.
Yeah,
you know, we'll
eventually find out Daniel Bryan was always behind it, but, you know, right now he's not.
And Roman's just like, I don't care, spear.
I don't believe you, so here's a spear. Boom.
Here's a spear for your troubles. Please get out of my face. Thank you. Goodbye. And I mean, that was a really nice way to close SmackDown.
Yeah, it was. It was. It's good stuff. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed SmackDown this week. More so than Raw.
I can't comment on Raw because I fell asleep halfway through it. But I had a really good reason why I fell asleep halfway through it. I had been up since 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
That morning. So,
Yeah.
Anyway,
I say we go to break.
And when we come back, we are going to be doing Tweet of the Week and NXT. And we have a discussion this week on the NXT British Invasion, so you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTongueRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every week, we jump into the world of
awesome
with the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs.
This one had to go out and buy all the toys. She lifted my foot up stuffed it straight up my ass and said, I don't care. Kid gets toys.
Yeah, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs., available weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night.
Event.
CB Radio. Saturday night. Midnight is Houston. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know you can use support the creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
EC3.
I am in the top 1%.
You are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on rackradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you have a Twitch Prime sub available and you'd like to use it here, well, we'd certainly appreciate it. All you have to do is click the little purple button above the technology screen to see if you have one available. And, well, if you'd like to use it somewhere else, that's fine too. But we really, really, really want you to use it here. Anyway, we're going to jump right into Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty, so the Philadelphia Flyers, I'm going to give them a little free promotion right now. On October 13th, you have the chance to finish second in the first ever Gritty 5K. Registration opens at 2 p.m. Obviously, Gritty is coming in first place. Gritty responds with, a run in my honor! I'm chafing just thinking about it. Also, Giro? Is that how you say his name? Giro?
Maybe.
Ryan Giro and her husband welcomed a baby into their family, so congratulations to them. He's a player on the Flyers. And Gritty is very excited about it because he tweeted, I'm an Uncle Gritty. And then he said he's glad that the baby didn't get Uncle Gritty's eyes. Christy Teigen responds with, Gritty, I love you so. And he goes, does John know?
Okay.
That's all I have. I'm sorry, I've been traveling for work, so I've had like no time to get anything. Okay. I feel bad.
You're good. You're good. Kurt GD, LOL, I'm so embarrassed. Was just at a cool party with all my hot friends at this dope restaurant wearing my fresh clothes, and I hit my head on their 6-foot-tall chandelier. I hate being 6'5". Ouch.
Really, Jack? Really?
Dr. Lupo, hey, Courage JD and NZXT said it, not me. Sorry, bro. They're not lying, though. And there's a video of him talking like about how NZXT has good computers or whatever. Courage goes, stop this man. NZXT, just walk over with your chandelier hidden face, fancy sneaker wearing boot popping self and tell him what it is. Cause you know, why not? He's all big,
wow.
He's all big and tough. Dr. Lupo, what if dogs only lick us because they know we have bones in us and they want them?
Lupo, we don't need that deep thinking. Don't need it.
So, this was back a few days ago. Drake Maverick. Update. Due to my constant pursuit of the 24/7 championship and failed attempt yesterday at Fox Sports, I forgot it was my wife's birthday today. And you all thought I was in the doghouse before. Still yet to consummate my marriage. Someone questioned why Kevin Owens wouldn't fight for the 24/7 title. I have a family. I have 3 dogs and cats. I have responsibilities. I can't worry about being rolled up by some dude while I'm dropping my kids off at school or enjoying a lovely night out with my wife. Congrats at WWE Maverick, though. Have fun with all that. Corey Graves, I just bought a PlayStation 4. There are so many buttons. I've never felt older. And finally, Courage Yeti. Like this tweet, Dr. Lupo. Unlike Jack's tweet, like mine instead. Teach him a lesson. Courage. Ben, you have to let me have one of these tweets without you stealing the thunder, please.
He always tweets that, though.
Lupo, every time you post a tweet, you make me think it's every day of the month. Before you posted the tweet, because it's the same tweet. Because it is.
It is.
It's a thing people like to do. I don't know why. It's a thing. Anyway, that was Tweet of the Week.
All right, let's get into NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So Keith Lee and Dominik Dijakovic had a hell of a match.
Yeah, they did. I wouldn't mind seeing that again, honestly.
Best Keith Lee match I've seen ever, because I haven't seen a lot of them. But that was really, really good.
I think they've been waiting for someone to free up for him.
Well,
Keith Lee, I mean,
no,
that can work with him.
Yeah, I guess.
Because, I mean, before, it's like not, no offense to the talent that they were putting with him with, but he needs to be at a certain level, and the people that he was wrestling were not at his level. And so they finally put him in with somebody that can go with him, and we got to see the end result. Because Keith Lee is extremely talented, and we haven't been able to see his qualities, because they haven't had anybody to put him up against.
And Dominik got hurt, and so that pushed off their feud, so...
Yeah.
That kind of happens.
But it was well worth the wait if we get to see matches of this quality all the time, which I very much hope we do.
Dominik got the win.
Yes.
Io beat Cammy Fields and then, well, wanted to do some punishment on Cammy. And Candice was like, nope, not going to happen under my watch.
And then Candice came out and beat Io with a freaking Singapore cane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was spectacular.
It was great. I like that the feud's continuing.
It's very, very nice. It's very fun.
It's very, very fun indeed. We had vignettes hyping Johnny Gargano. We had vignettes hyping Kushida. That wouldn't be a bad matchup to see at some point.
I'm pretty sure that would get the internet pregnant.
And there was the tag team title match, the Street Profits versus Undisputed Era. Really good match. And the Street Profits finally lost their titles.
Boo!
So, we lost points on that one.
That's okay. We'll get them back because I have a funny feeling the Street Profits are still going to show up on Raw and SmackDown. So, you know.
It'll sort itself out.
It'll sort itself out. We'll get it back. So it'll just take us longer.
So, that's the NXT rundown, kind of. We're going to transition now into our discussion because there's one segment that we need to talk about that falls under our topic of the NXT British Invasion. Shayna Baszler came out to the ring and was interrupted by Rhea Ripley, who the crowd loved.
Well, I'm going to stop you right there just because I'm going to say this. Rhea came out and it's like, done. Sold. I'm on board with this match right here. Shayna versus Rhea? Yes. All the yes. Do it. But then Rhea had to drop some big dick energy on Shayna. Go. Really? Nothing? Nothing? You're just going to leave me in silence? Okay, fine. So anyway, I'll do it.
Hold on. No, I got you. I thought you were talking longer. I took a sip of water. Sorry. God. Can't even take
dead air. No dead air.
God. Can't take a drink of water while you're talking. So she said, I know what you're going to say. that you beat everybody here.
And Shannon nods.
But you haven't beaten me, bitch. Like
mic drop.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was done. Everybody was like, sold.
I went to our Skype conversation, and let's see, what was the exact phrase? Let's see. Damn, Rhea. And you go, I'm sold.
Yep.
Yep. That would just, yep.
All the yes, right here, all the yes. Rhea Ripley versus Shayna Baszler, just let them fight.
I'm in.
Let them go. I'm so here for this.
They sold me right away.
Like, Rhea is absolutely badass. Not to say that Mia wasn't, but Rhea is badass. And this is going to be a hell of a lot of fun. Because, I mean, essentially, she's pulling a female Pete Dunne, is what she's pulling.
Really? Really? Couldn't tell.
And then there's Pete Dunne.
Then there is Peter Dunne.
Which Mr. Dunne did not appear this week. He was mentioned.
He did a little interview video thing.
But he did not appear live. And so this kind of leads to our discussion, which is there's a bit of a British invasion going on right now. You can count two people as British as an invasion, but there are more, I think, to come. Because they're very interestingly moving Pete Dunne from UK to regular NXT, and they even made it a point to say that Pete Dunne was going to be gone from UK for a while and here in the States.
He has unfinished business here in the States that he wants to take care of.
And then now they brought Rhea Ripley over to feud with Shayna Baszler. So my question with this is, are these two just filling a spot that's open right now? And, you know, basically they kind of have a hole in their talent. They're getting ready to go to USA. Are they bringing two of their stronger talents from UK, you know, their poster child in Pete Dunne over to sort of help lift NXT? Or are these two on their way to something greater? Could we see Mr. Dunne and Miss Ripley on main roster TV here soon?
Okay, let me handle that part first.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. Isn't NXT on USA sort of main roster-ish now?
A little bit.
So is it really, is Raw and SmackDown the end-all be-all for them? Or are they being moving to the main NXT product a smart move?
I think either or. Honestly, I feel like Pete and Rhea fit better on NXT than they do the main roster product. And we really shouldn't call it main roster, but Raw and SmackDown.
That said, Rhea would have stand a better chance on Raw and SmackDown, the flagships, than Pete Dunne. Here's why. Size. Rhea has the size. You could put her up against a Bayley, and she, you know, she would look intimidating against Bayley or Sasha, you know what I mean? But she could also stand up to Charlotte, you know what I mean? Look her face to face, and she gives that impressive size, you know what I mean?
Rhea versus Charlotte would be fun.
She has the look, she has the size. Now, why are they coming here? Well, twofold. You need to freshen up the talent pool from time to time. I know there's a lot of women in NXT, and with 2 hours on USA Network, you will have more of a chance to sort of focus on the talent, the women, and give them a better spot, which they all will get. But at the same point, those talents aren't championship ready just yet, because you have to take a little bit of time to build them. So now you slide in Rhea Ripley, who's been the former NXT UK Women's Champion. You can slide her right into title contention because she has a reputation for what she's done over there.
I think she's actually technically the longest reigning women's champion, or is Toni Storm beating her?
I don't know days. The Googles would have to tell you. But that's the thing, is she has a reputation. She solidified herself on that brand, so she can come right in and go, here I am, I'm coming for you. Boom, you're sold. She's already built. The audience already knows who she is. For people that from the indie scene, like Chelsea Green or Deonna Purrazzo, people know them, but the WWE universe doesn't know them. They're not established here yet. This is what happened with Mia Yim, where everyone thought Mia was ready to be in the spotlight for TakeOver, and the match sort of wasn't fully there because the crowd wasn't fully invested because there wasn't enough time to build Mia Yim up into who she is. You know what I mean? You didn't give her enough credibility. But with Rhea Ripley, people know who she is. Do people need more know, you know, who she is? Yes. So putting her on the USA Network product will expose her to a different audience, a wide range audience, and will help her and help that brand grow. That's why I think she's here. Same goes for Pete Dunne. If he's not in the title picture in the UK, what are you going to do with him?
There's nothing you really can do with him, unfortunately. I mean, anything that you... And I think they've tried to put him in other matches and other feuds in the UK, and ultimately was like, let's just bring him over, because there makes more sense to have him feud with people, especially, you know, the likes of Velveteen Dream and Undisputed Era for their titles than it does anything else. And honestly, at this point, I feel like Dunn and Rhea respectively have earned a run with the main NXT titles. Not to discount UK at all, but in terms of the established brands, they've more than earned the right to earn to carry the women's and the men's NXT title respectively.
Pete held and the Pete
be
held,
the face of that brand.
Pete held the NXT UK championship for 10 years.
2 years.
10 years.
Almost 2 years.
Almost 10 years.
Two.
10.
You're saying 10. It's 2.
10. Right. 10. 10. 10. No. Anyway, but so he's done it all. Like, he hit his peak in NXT UK. He was the champion. He solidified them. He brought them to TV. He was their champion for the first year of TV, for 6-7 months of TV. He solidified them. He established the brand. Now it's time to build that brand's other stars. You have Walter, you have his Imperium, you have still Tyler Bate and Trent Seven, you have a whole bunch of other guys, Jordan Devlin. You have all these guys who are trying to build it. Could you use Pete Dunne to build them? Yes. And you probably still will. But Pete needs to grow. It's better to keep Pete growing rather than knock him down a couple pegs. Let him grow, because he's a phenomenal talent, and you don't want to waste his best talent putting other people over and bringing him down, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because, I mean, really all you could do with him is maybe stick him in a solo feud with somebody or put him with British Strong Style. And there's nothing wrong with having him be with Bate and Seven, but
which they've done. They've been feuding with the Imperium in 6 months. They've done that. So he's did that part.
Yeah, but I mean, it feels like in a way he's almost kind of outgrown them a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he has gotten secure enough in who he is and his talent and his ability level that he doesn't really need Seven and Bate. Whereas a few years ago, when he kind of broke out on the scene and we first saw him, he more needed them because he hadn't quite figured it all out yet. And you can see, like, if you go back and you watch Pete Dunne, even from a few years ago, you see how much he's matured in that time. Same thing goes for Tyler Bate as well. Trent Seven is just still always dashing. Have to throw him in there. But Dunne has matured to a point where he has outgrown that, and he needs to be on his own. He should be on his own. The whole character is basically he just does whatever the hell he wants, mm-hmm. when he wants, and he's a surly, mean, sadistic bastard who is a very snappy dresser. But yeah, I mean, it's like, to keep him in UK, it doesn't make sense, because either you put him with Seven and Bate, or you don't have him on TV, or you put him alone with somebody else, or you put him right back in title contention, which you don't want to do, because Walter's your champion, and Walter just kills people, figuratively kills people. That's what he does. He's just big, he's just strong, and he just will hurt you. So you want to keep Dunn away from him for a while, and move Dunn over to something else while Walter reigns. And then when you're ready, when you're done with Walter, you can either have, or I should say, Walter being champion, not Dunn actually with Walter, you can either bring Dunn back, or you can have somebody else take the title off Walter. That's a lot of times to say that name. Oh my god. And it doesn't roll naturally off the tongue either. It's kind of a hard name to say when you're talking.
Right.
But, I mean, I feel like having him take a run at Adam Cole, having Dunn take a run at, you know, Velveteen Dream, I would still really like to see a feud between Velveteen and Dunn, just because Velveteen can't use the same kind of taunts that he uses with everybody else. Mm-hmm. He would have to be a little bit more serious with Dunn, just because he's got to figure him out. He's got to crack him. And that's going to be a really hard thing for him to do. You know, same thing with Adam Cole, is Adam Cole and Dunn can just exchange barbs back and forth with each other. Mm-hmm. And those two could have a really good physical contest.
They could.
Rhea, on the flip side, they found Rhea's person. It's Shayna Baszler. They're just going right for that. There is no building her up. They are just putting her in a feud right now, because I don't think she's kind of in the same boat where they don't really have a lot for her to do in UK. So it's like, we're going to move her over to NXT main NXT. I don't know what to call it. NXT Florida, just NXT. Anyway, they're moving her over to that because Shayna has gone through the entire women's division that's on TV right now in NXT. She's gone through everybody. So you have to bring in a challenger if you're not going to move her to the main roster, Raw and SmackDown. If you're keeping her down there for USA, then you need to start bringing in people who are looking for her.
Oh, yeah. And that's what you need to do. And it's going to, she's not only going to improve because now she's with a different set of coaches and different set of teaching. She'll learn more things and grow as a performer. And, you know, it only can help. This move, this transition, this British invasion can only help both participants right now. And down the line, you can bring in different talent and you can send, hell, they're sending Cesaro over to watch NXT UK on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're treading him. They're moving a lot of people around right now, which is good. They're refreshing rosters and making it less obtrusive than it normally is. Like, it seemed completely natural for Rhea to show up.
Yeah.
You know, because it was a surprise. Like, nobody there probably knew she was there and it was coming. And if you don't read the spoilers, you didn't know it was coming. But, I mean, I'm 100% fine with both of them being there. I feel like they bring something really, really special to the product that we haven't seen in a minute.
And that said, Pete is always here in the fall, so...
Yeah, he always comes over for stuff in the fall.
He usually has appeared on the NXT takeover shows in November, so this is his time, and now with TV, he'll even have more time. Better exposure, more talent for a wrestling war.
And I just want to address Ash real quick. I think Omega's going to be okay, because where they're projecting it to go... We're talking about Hurricane Dorian. They're projecting it to go as far north as Jacksonville in some cases and some models that I've seen. So, but it's coming in on the Atlantic side and Omega's on the Gulf side and he's further down in the States. So he shouldn't get the brunt of the storm. He should be okay. And in terms of it being a Cat 4, it's probably going to hit that at some point, but I doubt it hits Florida as a Cat 4. If it does, then there's not anything anybody can do. And let's just hope everybody stays safe and okay. Although it's weird, because it's like, I was thinking about this earlier, and it's like, last year I think we had a hurricane over Labor Day. Wasn't there?
Maybe.
I swear it was, because I think my friends came up from Savannah because they had to evacuate.
Sounds about right.
I don't know why, but it's like, I just thought about that, and it's like, wow, that's really weird that we had one last year over Labor Day, too. But anyway, yep, Fort Myers is on the Gulf side of the state. Kind of below, it's like, I think, what, 2 hours outside of Tampa is what he says? An hour outside of Tampa?
Something like that?
I know it's on the Gulf side and it's south.
So far, from what I know, Sub and Omega are safe.
Yeah, I think they're both going to be okay.
Gordon, was it Gordon? Tropical Storm Gordon was a thing. Florence was a thing. I think it was Florence that we worried about last time.
Yeah, I think it was Flo. Like, everybody was getting their aunt Flo over Labor Day.
We'll find out more about Omega next.
Yeah, so you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Anyway, this has been The Racket Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Saturday, midnight edition of CB Radio. What are we doing for the Great Debate? I have to figure that out tomorrow. GreaterThanGreatDebate.com, CBRadioLive.com. I assume Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's Russell Talk Radio. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show. We are back this week, live 11 p.m. Eastern on Labor Day to recap everything that goes down on the Labor Day edition of Monday Night Raw. You can check out all the Rack Extra reviews of the books, the whole stack of them. They're all available at RackRadioShow.com. You can check out the whole season of Rack Extra reviews, Ms. and Mrs. That concludes. That has concluded. So you can check them all out. All available at RackRadioShow.com. We'll be live next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of the Rack. Coming up next week as well, at some point, if you like podcasts and like AEW, we'll have CB Radio Not So Live. I don't know the day because I haven't figured out his schedule yet, but we'll have a show, me and Jabber, talking all out. Yay. CB Radio Not So Live. Anyway, we're back. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow and subscribe our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTR Live. If you have an Amazon Prime account, link it to your Twitch account called Twitch Prime, and you can subscribe for free. It's a thing. Do it. Ninja laugh. We're still here. Use creator code in the Fortnite item shop or in the Epic Game Store. And if you want Borderlands 3, because I know that's coming out, and there's a whole Borderlands thing in Fortnite right now, use code RockinSock as well, or click the link that I posted on Twitter and stuff, because that does the thing. If you're going to buy the game, buy it from me, because monies. Done.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, LNSDeBarity, and, well, don't forget to check out our very fine sponsor, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. So everybody sit tight. We are going to do some measure of Fortnite with friends. Brent will not be here for the next 6 weeks because he is bettering himself in class, so please tweet him and give him all the shit that you can if you would like to make up for the fact that he is not here. So... for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you in a few minutes. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.